two people need to get information. Obviously, a 56K link into their desktop is fine. What happens when there's millions of Waze users? Does our overall network infrastructure support it? Can we be running massive Waze servers in Finland and have massive classrooms in California retrieving those documents?
So far, so good. When people start to search and retrieve things like internet talk radio, that's going to put some real limitations on what our network can do. But text, business graphics, even weather maps, those sorts of things can be supported pretty easily currently. A lot of smart people are working on getting bigger and bigger pipes going around, and they seem to be running ahead of what we need in terms of finding and retrieving information. Video is putting a great deal of strain when people are starting to do video waves. So you might go and ask, what news programs are talking about what's going on in Bosnia?
Does someone have to catalog that?
We don't have anything that really understands video in an automatic way. What people are using is the audio track that are often transcribed for the handicapped. So index that. Often it's around. There's transcripts of all news programs around. Use that as the guide to help you find the right video that you want to be looking for. If people start to understand how to draw something on a piece of paper and find other documents that are like it, if that were useful, we can support that type of thing. It's just not there yet. Some of the interesting search and retrieval things are actually not based on text that are going on with Waze. There's the people at U.S. Geological Survey are making map databases where you can search based on latitude and longitude and retrieve maps. It's not using text at all. It understands only a few types of queries, but it's getting really good stuff for you. The weather map server, it only knows how to answer a couple questions, but basically what it gives you is the current up-to-date, up-to-the-hour weather map that's available. The DNA sequence people are using people submitting DNA sequences, and they're matching against these huge volumes of DNA sequences to find relevant documents. It's not using text at all.
So that's a new kind of a server. Would my very old Waze client software be able to interact with this new server, or do I have to upgrade my client every time there's a new kind of service?
Basically, your old Waze clients can get at all these new services. The key piece is the protocol, making it so that new information services can come up, and the tens of thousands and soon hundreds of thousands of people that are using Waze can get at that new service. That's what the information providers want. And what the information consumers want is all they want to do is learn one damn interface rather than one new interface for everything that comes along. They want to have lots and lots of value from having to just learn one interface or just a couple of interfaces.
It seems like users are going to have to learn multiple interfaces, because if you look at the area of resource discovery, in which Waze is one example, there's other things out there. There's the World Wide Web. There's Archie. How do these things all fit together?
They're beautiful pieces of work. Gopher, World Wide Web are two of my favorite interfaces to Waze. And that may sound a little bit strange, but Gopher has a really nice browsing mechanism to help you get going, to tell you a little bit of what's out there, to help direct where you might want to go. And Waze is just one of the things you can get to. We think of applications as becoming more and more Waze-enabled. So instead of having a Waze dedicated Waze interface, you're going to have your own interfaces that are doing whatever else you want to do. Your email package should be Waze-enabled. Your software packages, when you hit help, it should go out to bulletin boards that are indexed with Waze.
So are we back to Emacs then, where Emacs is the interface to the world?
Emacs, of course, has a Waze interface to it, but what we think is there are going to be hundreds of interfaces to Waze, and they're going to be built into all sorts of things. Your CD-ROM players should have Waze things so that if you want to get up-to-date information, it can call out, get that new information, and bring it back to your CD-ROM-based interface. So Waze is more of a piece of plumbing. It's more of the signposts, the lines on the road. And most people don't think of that as terribly interesting. That's fine. All we want to be is useful.
You talk a lot about individual use of Waze, and you were talking about a 56K line is enough to get a user on, and you know, occasionally 9.6 will do the job. What's it going to take to get 56K to individual users? Do you have any ideas? Because your service depends on that underlying infrastructure.
basically people making money. The major driving factor of a lot of this, there's ISDN, which is about, you know, been about to happen for decades, and they just, the phone folks just don't think there's money in it. If they can start making money at it, this stuff can happen extremely fast. All the wires are already laid. It's just a matter of using it in this new way. That's to the home, say. Businesses, often they have even more than that running around their places. And what we're seeing is some of the proprietary protocols washing away. We're seeing the DECnets and the SNAs being replaced by things like TCP/IP. And there's the proprietary protocol period that seems to set we computer scientists back for 10 years or so. And what we're trying with Waze is to go out there in front with a good standard and an open standard and say it's time to bypass the proprietary protocol period and get Waze in place. We are completely dependent on network infrastructure. And by Al Gore's being our new vice president and having his clarion call to make sure that we have a national digital infrastructure, that's helping a great deal. I've been in Washington now for a week or so. There is more a buzz around here about how to get with it, how to get our databases up, the United States government databases, and how to offer those to, for free access often, and sometimes for fee.
Are we going to be in a world where good citizens go out and put databases together and let the rest of the world access them? Is that what you're trying to find, kind of a worldwide free public library?
Some things won't be free. Some things will cost money. Other things will have other types of restricted access because it's your own private information and there's privacy concerns that go all the way through this sort of thing. But yes, most of us would be just perfectly happy to have anybody listen to us, right? That's why I'm sitting here on this radio program not charging anything. Is I'd love to have people know about what it is we're doing. So lots and lots of people will publish and make their information available for free.
This is Geek of the Week, featuring interviews with prominent members of the technical community. Geek of the Week is brought to you by O'Reilly & Associates, and by Sun Microsystems.